Self-confidence versus self-esteem. The terms self-confidence and self-esteem are often conflated. Confidence is a measure of faith in one's own ability. Esteem is about our sense of self. It involves both thoughts, emotions, and influences how we perceive others and interact with the world. This afternoon, we're joined by Najia Saleh, who is a certified in NLP and REBT, life coach and emotional healing diploma in psychology. Najia, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah
for joining us. Now, as indicated, that these two terms tend to be conflated.
Yes. So what happens is that sometimes self-esteem is often used interchangeably with confidence, but they are different because confidence is a measure of faith in one's own abilities, and it actually is the willingness to try and to take action, right? And self-esteem is actually about our sense of self. So when we work on our inner self, that is working on our self-esteem, and confidence is when we are willing to try, when we take action, and in that way, the action is what builds confidence.
Yeah, so when we now break it down and we say, okay, now a person wants to build their own self-esteem, how does one build one's self-esteem?
Okay, so self-esteem is, like we said, is how you feel about yourself or the opinion you have about yourself. So where does this normally come from? So often from the self-esteem is often built from our belief system. So the belief system, where does that come from? It usually comes from what we heard from our parents or from our teachers, you know, as a child. So if your beliefs about yourself is negative, then your self-esteem is low. So it's important that we identify and we challenge our negative beliefs. We need to become aware of our thoughts, your self-talk, and that will often lead you to that belief that you have, right? So in that way, you can identify, and that's how you challenge it. And then ultimately, then we want to replace it to something positive. So for me, I find that that is a major step to increasing our self-esteem. Secondly, it's also very important that we need to start being grateful and, you know, start making shukr for our achievements, for our accomplishments. Because what we tend to do is we tend to focus all the time on our negative and all on we don't appreciate our achievements, our accomplishments. And when we're able to do that and we identify our strengths and our achievements, then that increase in gratitude also helps us to build our self-esteem. And another thing that's also quite important is that, you know, research actually indicates that why we stay stuck in the cycle of low self-esteem is because we overly focus on ourselves and what we are lacking. So that leaves you like in a fog, and it contributes to the cycle of low self-esteem. So to boost our self-esteem is to temporarily forget about ourselves and, you know, and actually think about others. So by giving back, helping others, and when you put into action how, you know, our footprint can impact those around you, that also actually helps to elevate our self-esteem.
Yes. So those are the practical things. One of the challenges that I think most people face these days is in terms of social media and, you know, the constant comparison that comes about. So how does this compare, you know, when you're comparing yourself to others, how does that affect one's self-esteem or should we say self-confidence?
Okay. So obviously, you know, when comparison, if you're comparing ourselves to others and the way that others are, it's definitely going to have an impact on our self-esteem, because now we're going to look at what they have and what we are lacking. And, you know, that definitely plays a big part. So that's why, yes, it's very important not to, you know, they say that the three C's that actually dampen your self-esteem is to compare, complain, and to criticize. So if you're going to keep on doing that, then definitely it is going to have an impact on our confidence and our self-esteem as well.
Yes, certainly. What role does flexibility and positivity play in both self-esteem and self-confidence?
Okay. So, you know, when it comes to being confident and having good self-esteem, flexibility plays a very big part, because we know life never stays the same, right? The only constant in life is actually change. So when we have confidence and we are able to adapt better, then obviously that's going to, it plays a very important, flexibility plays a very important part in that, right? So with flexibility and actually having also a good positive attitude, you will now be able to see setbacks and challenges. And with this mindset, this will enable you to achieve. You will be able to look at new things, test your limits of your own capabilities, and your self-esteem or your sense of self won't be destroyed because of setbacks or changes that happen. Because now you have that flexibility and you have the confidence to adapt to that change.
Yes. Then, sometimes we hear about people saying that this person is overconfident. What does that mean when you say a person is overconfident?
Okay. Actually, overconfidence is actually often interchanged with arrogance, right? So the thing is that behind confidence is joy, happiness, acceptance, and compassion. And behind this person being overconfident or showing this overconfidence is actually like it's fear, resentment, and stress. So the problem with this is that when a person, if they exhibit an excessive degree of self-belief, where to the point that they have this overconfidence, they are only able to see or feel that they are only enough, right? So this is a problem because it's more or less likely to arise when this overconfident person becomes so complacent because they feel that, I only know better, or it's that only I can do it. And then that ultimately then leads them to failure because now they've become complacent. Because now then, that's the danger of actually having this overconfidence. Because a person with overconfidence is that only I can do it. But a person who's confident says, I can do it, but yes, because I can do it, I can do this and you can do it as well. So they want to uplift others. But a person who's overconfident, they only look at it and say that only I can do it and others must follow. So that's where the issue is. And a confident person is a person who's going to take responsibility for the action. Now, an overconfident person, what happens is that because they don't want to take responsibility. If they fail, then they tend to blame others. It's never their fault. They don't like to be criticized and they don't like to take accountability. So that actually leads to different kinds of trouble if we, have that overconfidence in us. They tend to be too full of themselves, so they don't know when to stop. They keep on going even if the risk is dangerously high. They don't want to take accountability. Whereas a person who shows confidence is able to admit to their mistakes and they're able to learn from it and they're able to grow from it.
Yes. So how do we then pick up on our blind spots and improve ourselves?
Okay. So I think it's very important, firstly, we need to see, where is it coming from? Is it confidence or is it coming from this overconfidence or this arrogance? Is to see, I think our intention is very important. Why are we doing the things? Also, we also have to realize, what are we attributing it to? So if it's coming from a place of I, from the ego to say that, only I can do it and, I am the best in something or whatever, then that's coming from the place of arrogance and overconfidence. But a confident person knows, yes, alhamdulillah, I can do it. They're grateful for the fact that they have this ability or they're able to do that. So I think, it's to see, reflect, inside and see where is it coming from and the intention behind what it is that you are doing.
Certainly. That's really, really helpful, Sister Najia. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself and sharing this insight with our listeners. And we certain that this will help in each one's personal development and personal progress.
Okay. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.